This is episode 78 with Remy Smith.
Welcome to the As Told by Nomads podcast, where you'll learn how nomads, third culture kids, entrepreneurs, and leaders all over the world embrace their global identity and use their difference to make a difference. And now, having lived on four different continents, here's your host, Tayo Roxy.
Welcome, everybody. Today I have with me Remy Smith, and she's a 15-year-old amazing entrepreneur. So during her 15 years on Earth, Remy Smith has achieved more than most people do in their entire lifetime, let alone before she can legally drive. As the host of her own healthy cooking show, Cook Time with Remy, she inspires children all over the country to live in wellness. Remy's Italian salad dressing is sold at Whole Foods Market and other specialty stores. She's also authored a cookbook, Global Cooking for Kids, which features nutritious recipes from all around the world. Remy is the student ambassador for Sodexo, which serves her recipes in over 4,000 schools across the country. So it's an amazing honor to have you here, Remy. Welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me.
Well, so, you know, I was talking about some of the things you've done as a 15-year-old, but why don't you tell me how you got started and basically what sparked your passion for cooking?
Well, I've always really loved food. I've loved eating food, working with food, learning about food. So when I was around 4 years old, I was in the kitchen. I was basically eating dinner. So to prevent me from, you know, devouring the dinner before anybody else could have it, my mom, she put me to work. So I just bought some vegetables, made salad, basic things that, you know, like a four-year-old can do. And then I really learned that I loved working with food. So from 4 years old to 7 years old, I learned basic cooking techniques like sautéing and boiling and baking. And I really just loved to cook, and I loved learning how to cook, and I still love it today. And so at seven, I can make full meals by myself.
Seven?
And ever, yes,
wow. 7 years old. I'm still learning how to cook at 25. So, okay. All right, so seven, you learned how to cook full meals by yourself.
Yeah. And then at 8 years old, my brother gave us the idea of starting a web show because, you know, there's not many eight-year-olds that can cook in the kitchen and actually have fun while doing it. Mm-hmm. And so also at that time, the childhood obesity epidemic was really on the spotlight. So I thought, you know, why not connect the two by linking the skill of nutrition along with the skill of cooking. And so that's when Cook Time with Remy was born. And that was basically just a show where I encourage kids that you can have fun in the kitchen and that it's easy to make these meals and they're healthy for you.
Huh. Interesting. So I'm curious. So this was right around the time the obesity epidemic was there. And what alerted you to that? Was it, did you watch a documentary? Had you seen, you know, in your schools, or what made you really curious about that?
Well, at the time, Michelle Obama was really focusing on it. And so that's really what caught my attention because, you know, she had all these PSAs right. And all those. And so that's really what sparked the interest of combining the two. Because cooking was already my passion and food was already my passion. So I thought, you know, why not share it with the world by also helping others?
Gotcha. No, that's interesting to me. So when your brother, you know, came up with this idea, you and your brother came up with this idea, did you do a web show on YouTube? What was the platform?
Initially, it was supposed to be like a web show. I had like a website made and we're just going to upload videos like, you know, every week and that kind of thing. But after like the first 2 weeks, a local cable channel picked up the show and they wanted to air it 20 times a week. Wow. And so that's when it became a TV show. And so from after we did Cook Time with Remy, a couple, like, then we started The Culinary Kid, which was basically where I went to OSU, Oklahoma State, go Pokes, and I went to their culinary program and I got their curriculum for the culinary students there. And so what I did was I used that curriculum, and I went around town to chefs from well-known restaurants, and I learned different cooking techniques based on the curriculum I was given. And so what I did was I learned these different cooking techniques from from these chefs, and then I made a meal for them using those cooking techniques, and they gave me a pass or fail, you know, following the sort of culinary school kind of type thing.
That's interesting. And one reason I was asking how you started was because there's so many ways to consume media these days. So I know a lot of people like, you know, Michelle Phan and YouTube and people who have created their own brand using video. So you started, local TV show picked you up, and then it sort of branched out from there. You started to experiment more with cooking, and then I imagine, you know, the more you started to get involved, the more you honed in your skills. Did you practice every day? Was it like you get back from the show and then you go back to like thinking up new recipes, or you talk to other schools and see what was unhealthy and what was healthy and how to fix that? What was the process like?
Well, I like to get inspiration from reading magazines, you know, watching the food shows, especially the competition shows and like Food Network and stuff like that, to get really just inspiration on branching out on different thinking, different ways to think of making food. And then, of course, a big thing I really focused on was eating healthy. So I really try to get good substitutes for foods that, you know, generate kids don't want to eat because they're healthy. So I try to make those into something that, you know, they would try. Because one thing I really encouraged was, you know, you should always try something new. Like, whether, right, like, you figure out if you like it or if you don't. So, I mean, you don't risk anything by trying it. And so, I actually really got the national platform by becoming Sodexo's National Student Ambassador for Health and Nutrition in 2012. And basically, that enables me to have posters and my videos are run in 4,000 school cafeterias. My recipes are served to 3 million students in those cafeterias. And I get to work with 500 district chefs for, you know, healthy recipes that kids would enjoy in the cafeterias.
Huh, that's interesting. What do you think of Gordon Ramsay? Just curious.
Since you watch a lot of these shows. He is a loud fellow.
He's a loud fellow. And anything else? Is he a good cook? Do you like his methods or is that?
I'd say his methods were a little, I mean, unconventional compared to what I would do, but they certainly work.
No, I was just curious. That's very diplomatic of you to say. I can see you're already very, very well into this. So let's talk about the business side. Now you've had this platform. You've done, you know, amazing. Then it was picked up. How did you find yourself at such a young age dealing with the business side of things and how to brand yourself? And can you share some tips on what you've learned and from successes and failures?
One thing I've definitely learned as an entrepreneur is that one thing I always tell people is that you should never give up, because, I mean, of course, that's one of the basic tips of everything, but whenever you give up, you honestly, you just stop and you don't know what's going to happen next. And so you basically are losing the future that you could have had. And so if you give up, you don't really know what's going to happen. Instead of persevering and be able to get through it and learning what you could be. And also, you should learn from those failures, because those are what help you shape into the entrepreneur that you become. And those are what make you a better entrepreneur.
Gotcha. No, and that's so true. And then the reason that people always ask that is because people always say, are you too young to start a business, or am I too old, or do I need to have some level of experience? And you're someone that's defied those stereotypes, so to speak. So I was curious if, like, maybe when you got the idea after the TV show and you got a local, you know, the local TV shows picked you up, did you find that you needed to listen to mentors, maybe parents and people, or are you getting guidance? We're telling you.
Mentors are definitely a huge help whenever you're starting a business, because they're the one who's had the experience. And so I definitely had that help, especially from my mom. Like, really, when I was young, about 8 or 9, she was the one who's helped me all the way, and she's still with me now. And so we're still going through the learning process of having a business, but she's helped me to, you know, run, like, learn how this works and learn what that is. And then also over the years, I began working with Thrive 15, and I began to open doors to all the mentors they have, including the CEO, Clay Clark. He's been a huge mentor to me, especially, you know, just dealing, especially now, because I'm more into the businessy side of being an entrepreneur, and it's helping me learn, you know, learn the ropes of, you know, actually becoming an entrepreneur.
Gotcha. Now, who's your ideal target customer, and how has that evolved since you've grown?
In the beginning, it was more based, you know, just the webisodes were more towards kids, really of any age, because I wanted to encourage, like, you know, kids in the kitchen, they can, you do start off with simple stuff, like, you know, mixing salads, and then you go to cutting and working with hot appliances. And then over the years, with my product bases, with my cookbook and my Italian salad dressing, it's more into a family-friendly sort of base, so adults and kids. And recently I've learned through my social media is that I mainly target women 18 to 35, so basically moms who are trying to get their kids encouraged into what I'm doing.
Yeah, that's also like the millennial sweet spot too, so it's a good generation because they're the next set of global leaders. When you talk about being healthy, one of the things that I hear a lot, I'm someone that's very active, and I'm not as great of a cook, but I have like a steady set of repetitive diets. But a lot of what I hear about when someone looks at what I cook or what anyone else who does workouts and stuff is that it's very boring, it's bland, doesn't taste well. It's like, the unhealthy stuff is so much tastier and spicier. But you're an expert in this. And I'm curious as to how one can you know, diversify the diet and still be healthy. And also get away from that bland mentality. Because a lot of what I eat is chicken, broccoli, and sweet potatoes. That is pretty much that. Or brown rice. And then that's it for like the whole week. So I'm curious about some diversity. Yeah.
Well, as I've said already, I think trying new things is really a huge thing, especially when you want to diversify your diet. You know how you said your diet mainly consists of this and that. And so a lot of people don't realize that there are a lot more healthy foods out there that they just, like, they're used to, like, these dishes that, you know, all these celebrities, like, they did this one thing, and it doesn't taste good, but it helped them. But what I encourage is that creativity is to try new things and, you know, just work with different kinds of healthy foods. Like, you can try... one thing I really like to use is spices a lot, because those give definitely a lot of flavor, especially whenever you're using, like, you know, healthy foods like vegetables and fruits and all that. And also, I like to use citrus a lot. That's one of my favorite things.
Citrus?
Yes, I like, I use lime juice in, like, all my salsas and lemon juice and, in a lot of my salad dressings. And so, honestly, I just, like, the biggest advice I can give is just to broaden your horizons. Even though you're scared to try this or that, you know, you'll figure it out. And as far as battling the blandness, just go crazy with whatever you like to mix together, really.
Okay. All right. No, you and I have some similarities. You read the entire Harry Potter series. J.K. Rowling. J.K. Rowling is one of my favorite authors. So
absolutely.
do you think who's your favorite character in that?
Hermione. She represents girl power all the way, and in the books and in real life.
And is that something that's really important to you? That's very, very, that's a key thing you picked on. Do you feel like there's a place for, you know, females as entrepreneurs, and that they need to get more exposure in terms of what they offer? Because sometimes maybe the world we live in might be male dominated.
Mm-hmm. Especially, you know, nowadays, especially with all the everything that's in the news about feminism and all the protests, and I think girls really do have the power, especially you know, with social media now. People have more opportunities to be picked on and, you know, just lose their self-confidence, especially as, like, a teen girl. You don't have as much support. You do, but you don't really you get more exposure also to the bad things and the negative things that bring you down in life. And so I definitely try to encourage, you know, girl power, especially in teens and in the workplace.
Yeah, I love that. And the reason why that's really important is because a lot of what we do here, UID, is we're talking about the mission statement is use your difference to make a difference. And being, you know, I think a lot of people focus too much on the fact that, you know, it's a male dominated world. A woman can't do this. And like, are you serious? we're both human, and this can actually happen. And you said you identify with that character, and it's probably one of my favorite as well, is because she was able to be herself regardless of whatever the environment was. And she was like, "No, I'm the smart smart young woman who's going to do this." And although I didn't like that she ended up with Ron.
With but, Ron, yeah, yeah she like, shouldn't have gone with
I
him.
I was like, oh, come on. All right, so the other thing that you both share in common is you wrote a book, Global Cooking for Kids. Now, I am someone yes. who is global, so I lived in 5 different countries and 4 different continents. I've grown up everywhere, and I've tried different foods, but I've never had that, you know, that idea to put it in a book. So I'm curious as to how that process was and what you've learned. I mean, what's so interesting about the ways other people and other cultures cook?
Well, the cookbook took about a year to make, and so what I did was I took one country from each continent and made a meal out of that country's cuisines. And so, trust me, Europe was really hard because, you know, Europe has so many different cultures in it. So yeah. I went, you know, with a little more basic of Italy. But one of the things that I really want to do a global cookbook is because a lot of people these days are really, like, they're sheltered into, you know, what the Americanized foods are compared to, like, you know, globally. And they really haven't broadened their food horizons as far as that. And so what I wanted to do is I wanted to bring these recipes to people and hope that they would, you know, try new things. And, I mean, I'm stressing that a lot in this. And that also, you know, some things that – there's really great things that other countries have, especially with their food wise, and that's really what I wanted to stress there is that, you know, these are some great recipes that you can make, because what I did was I took, you know, like regular dishes there and I made them with ingredients that, you know, you can get easily here in the U.S. And so also the book really isn't just recipes. There's also food history, there's country fun facts, there's food origins. So it really lets you learn more about food as far as global cuisine goes.
Okay.
You know? And so that's really something I really stress there, because I'm not just a chef. I mean, I love being a chef, but I'm also someone who really loves to learn about just food in general, because food is really what got me into this in the first place, and food is my passion.
Mm-hmm. No, it's interesting. So which country was your favorite?
I'd have to say, I think Morocco.
Morocco?
My favorite, because... Yeah, I did a meatball tagine for that, and it's like a stew, basically, but it tastes really good. And also, there's a rice dish in there. Also, I like a Lebanon because I have a rice pilaf. And actually, before I started the cookbook, I loved rice before, but now I cannot eat rice, basically, without yogurt.
You can't eat rice without yogurt. That's how much Morocco influenced you.
Pretty much, yeah.
All right. And where can we find out more of this book and a lot about the history of the food?
You can go to my website, cooktimewithremi.com, R-E-M-M-I. And you can buy the cookbook from there. You can also buy it from Etsy. And also, it's in Whole Foods Market.
Oh, nice. You seem to have a good partnership with Whole Foods. How did that come about? Because you said... You know, they've picked you up, and I'm curious about your partnership with Whole Foods and Sodexo and what you've learned from them.
First, with Whole Foods, I began just with my Culinary Kids series. We got them as a sponsor. So basically, they gave me the food to make the recipes and the dishes, and then I gave them, you know, the promotions and the the ads and stuff like that. And then after that, we launched my salad dressing, and so since they're already sponsors of us, they were willing to, you know, test out the market and see what the dressing did in their stores, and it was successful. And so that's when the dressing line really began in Whole Foods, and then with Sodexo, it was when the Culinary Kid was running, and one of their people asked me to judge one of their future chefs competition. And I really love those competitions because they encourage, you know, kids cooking healthily and being in the kitchen. And then, so they asked me to judge competition, and then I judged another competition, and I was able to get one of their chefs on the Culinary Kid as my, you know, chef of the episode, teaching me a new dish. And I was also, then I was named their student ambassador for health and nutrition. So apparently, I was... the good food judger. Mm-hmm. And so ever since then, I was about 2012, I believe, was when that started. And so ever ever since then, I've been able to travel around the country to their different locations. They have museums, hospitals, schools, of course, where I get to, you know, talk to some kids or do a cooking demo and just really express my passion, share my passion, and share my message of what I'm doing to all these people.
Love it, love it, love it. Now, we talked about Cook Time with Remy. That was the first show, right?
Yes, that was the first web
series. Yeah, first show. Web series. And now you also have The Culinary Kid, is that correct?
Yes, The Culinary Kid. That one was like in 2011, I believe. 2009, 2010, 2011, somewhere, you know, around that area. And you know, it all gets easy as I get older. I don't know.
Anymore. I mean, yeah, you know, you get all, you do a lot of all these things. It's all the shows. So, okay, so yeah. The Culinary, are you still doing both or?
Actually, I'm not doing both right now. Actually, what I've done is as I said, I show videos in all of Sodexo schools. So what I do now is I have a weekly segment on a local cable channel, and then I also am doing a video series for Sodexo for their schools.
Okay. And now that you start off with, you know, with TV, and then you've gotten into Sodexo, and then that obviously, you know, you had a successful cookbook. Now you're a student ambassador. And one of the other things you do is a professional speaker is that you're an advocate for No Kid Hungry. Why is that so important to you?
Well, initially it was, I just focused on the childhood obesity epidemic because since I live in Oklahoma, it's one of the worst rich states as far as, you know, health goes, mm-hmm. and food wise. And so, what I want to do is because I it was close to home for me. You know, I went around town, I saw this issue happening, and so I wanted to make a change for it. And then, as I began working and working with Sodexo, really, I saw more of the issue on, you know, feeding hungry children, and so that's where No Kid Hungry really, you know, struck my heart, because it's a huge issue, and it's something that, you know, people really don't advocate on too much now, because it's not an issue that's seen too much.
Yeah.
And so that's why I really want to encourage people to, you know, support No Kid Hungry. And actually, I'm having a bake out on Saturday, June 27th, to support Rachel Ray's 9 Million Meals movement. So basically, I'm encouraging kids to make their own lemonade stand or bake stand in the neighborhood. And all the funds that they would raise would go to the 9 Million Meals movement, which would go to Feeding America and No Kid Hungry.
Oh, wow. That's really impressive. So, Oklahoma, obviously, it's a big sports town. I'm just curious, do you do any of the other sports? I know the Thunder is there. You've got a bunch of other, the big football schools.
I'm not the huge sportsiest person you'll ever meet. My family is a huge...
You are hurting me, Remy.
So, like, basically everyone in my family has played basketball except for me. And there's seven kids in my family, including myself and then my parents.
Oh, wow. So seven kids. Are you, like, what's your order? Where are you in that order?
I'm the sixth of the seventh. My younger sister, she's 13. And actually, the last four sisters, I have a younger sister who's 13, I have an older sister who's 18, and another older sister who's 20. All four of us were adopted from China. And then the other three, my oldest sister, she's 20-some. She's 24.
Wow.
I'm going to go with 24, just in case.
Yeah.
And then my two older brothers, one... And he's like, it's his birthday today. He's 30.
Hey, happy birthday.
And then my other brother, who's 34.
Okay. So it sounds like their passion was, you know, they played sports, but you found yours really, really early, and yours was good. Yeah, that's food. It sort of goes hand in hand. You know, healthy food can also help you be a better athlete, as we were finding lots today. All right. With the future and the plan, and you being a cook this early, what do you see for yourself in the next 15 years? Where do you want to advance to, and what do you hope for your personal brand?
I plan on having more cookbooks, and I want a chef wear line. So basically, like, you know, a clothing line with little aprons and chef hats and stuff like that. Another way to make kids more interested in, like, you know, cooking. They can wear a cool outfit, and they can, and then they also get to have fun in the kitchen. And also have my own cookware line with, you know, like, tools and kitchen safety kind of things, like gloves. And also I want to go to culinary school, And I want to own my restaurant.
Huh. Is there any particular culinary school that you're interested in?
I've been eyeing the Culinary Institute of America, not only because it has a cool name, you could say you're part of the CIA, but also because it really has a lot of great food programs there, and I can go to one in New York, so that will be awesome.
Hey, you know, I'm in New York right now. I would say I can definitely vouch for that. There's a lot of good culture of food here and all that. So, I think that's great. Clothing line, culinary food. You want to own your restaurant, and you probably end up having to franchise it because, you know, I'm sure it's going to be really, really successful. So it's good. A few more questions here before we wrap up. What advice do you have for kids with big dreams for the future?
Definitely go after them because, you know, you can go after them and you can find out what happens and you can go through all this, or you can just not pursue them and you won't gain anything. Hmm. And so that's why I think you should always just follow your dreams as best you can, and also try to find a good mentor like I did with my mom and with Clay Clark and Thrive 15. So also, if you want to find a good mentor, you can go to thrive15.com, enter the code Remy for a free trial. Mm-hmm. See, Thrive 15, I didn't explain this, but basically what they have is they have everyday success stories, millionaires and moguls who give 15-minute videos of, you know, different aspects of starting your own business or helping your business already. And so that's just a really great source, especially with all the things that are online right now. This is definitely one of them. And it teaches edutainment, so it's educational and it's also entertaining, which Clay Clark definitely is. And so that's really a great source for especially young people these days. And also, don't be afraid of failure, because, you know, one thing I learned is that if you're afraid of failure, then you won't be able to gain anything or thrive later in life, because the failure, if you're afraid of it, then you won't learn from it and you won't be able to make those mistakes that you need to become a better entrepreneur. Actually embrace failure, really. Take it, and it's the best feedback you're going to get. So...
Run with it. No, love it. I mean, I wish I was this smart when I was your age. But I'm glad you're saying that because it's so true. And Clay Clark, like you said, is amazing. Amazing guy. I actually had the pleasure of interviewing him, as well as Dr. Z and a few of the other guys at Thrive 15. They're all great resources, and I can definitely vouch for that as a way to get mentors from afar. But I know you're not all work. So as we wrap up, I want to give you some rapid fire questions. Are you ready for this?
Okay.
All right, Remy, what is your favorite movie right now?
This is hard. Okay, Jadeline.
Javelin?
I think I'm in Jeopardy or something.
Hey, you said Javelin?
No, The Age of Adeline.
Oh, wow. That just came out. That's the one, the you know, with she Blake doesn't Lively. Age. Yeah, yeah, she doesn't age. All right, favorite color?
Purple. Always will be.
Celebrity crush?
Ansel Elgort.
Who? Voldemort?
Ansel Elgort. He's from The Fault in Our Stars, Night Vision, and all those movies.
Yeah, come from on. The Fault in Our Stars. I was going to say that. Wait, Voldemort, I thought you liked him. All right, and a country that you want to visit that you haven't visited yet?
Definitely Italy.
Italy. Well, you do have that famous Italian dressing, so I think it'll be only fitting for that. But thank you so much, Remy, for coming on the show. It's been a pleasure. I really appreciate you taking the time. I've definitely learned a lot, and I like that you're talking about how we should get mentors from afar and how you should never stop to chase your dreams, and that, you know, failing is something that one should actually embrace because it actually is a step for your next success.
Mm-hmm. Thank you for the opportunity.
You've just been listening to the As Told by Nomads podcast. For more ways to use your difference to make a difference, as well as for show notes, head over to www.uydmag.com. Till next time, go out and make an impact in your world.